We began this GOP race many months ago with the idea that Mitt Romney was the inevitable nominee. And then came the surges in the polls for Bachman, Perry, Kaine, Santorum, Gingrich, and Ron Paul. But are we now back where we started? With Romney? It's Monday, January 30th, and this is The Takeaway.
All across America, this is The Takeaway with John Hockenberry and Celeste Headlee from Public Radio International and WNYC.
Good morning, everyone. Good morning, John.
Good morning, Celeste.
Early voting is making it an uphill fight for Newt Gingrich in Florida. We'll explain why that is in just a few minutes. And also, we're going to explain why perhaps you can't believe your bank statement. And we want to hear your story about your own banking experiences. Have you had a problem with your bank? Maybe some unexpected fees, new required minimum balances? And what happened when you missed the fine print or neglected to read it? Give us your bank stories at 8778-MY-TAKE, or you can post at thetakeaway.org. First, though, let's check in on our headlines.
Once again, we head into a major primary contest with Mitt Romney holding a comfortable lead. Tomorrow's Florida primary now appears to be Mitt Romney's to lose. Unlike New Hampshire and South Carolina, where Romney was facing surging challengers, Newt Gingrich seems to be fading significantly in Florida. Polling gives the former Massachusetts governor now as much as a 15-point lead over Gingrich. However, it isn't stopping Romney from taking on his rivals on the airwaves and the stump. Campaigning in Naples, Romney was careful not to mention Gingrich by name.
If we have leaders who will tell the truth and who will live with integrity and who know how to lead, they will overcome those challenges and keep America the shining city on a hill Ronald Reagan spoke of.
Newt Gingrich trying to maintain support after weekend endorsements from Herman Cain and the Tampa Tribune. His campaign has also stepped up outreach efforts to religious and Tea Party leaders. The former House Speaker told ABC's This Week he believes voters will eventually see through attack ads.
In the end, he can carpet bomb me with millions and millions and millions of dollars of Wall Street money. That's what he's done here. But in the end, I think the American people are going to want somebody who's a conservative, somebody who's been consistent their whole career.
Rick Santorum canceled campaign events after his young daughter, who suffers from a genetic disorder, was hospitalized with pneumonia. Ron Paul spent his weekend campaigning in upcoming caucus states like Maine. More on the GOP race coming up.
Syria's government sending soldiers, tanks, and armored vehicles into suburbs of Damascus, trying to stop protests from reaching the seat of power. Fresh violence came as state TV says an armed terrorist group blew up a crucial gas pipeline. There have been several pipeline attacks since the uprising began last March. It's not clear, though, who's behind them. The United Nations has begun a three-day inspection tour of Iran's nuclear facilities. Iran's foreign minister says the visits will produce a better understanding about its industry, despite global concerns that the country is trying to build nuclear weapons.
Social networking giant Facebook could soon file papers for its initial public offering. Reports in the Wall Street Journal and Financial Times are saying that debut could happen as early as this week. It's expected to be one of the biggest IPOs in Wall Street history. Analysts expect the company to be valued as much as $100 billion. Morgan Stanley is reportedly the lucky bank leading the deal. And The Help cleaned up last night at the Screen Actors Guild Awards in Los Angeles. The movie, based in Mississippi during the beginning of the Civil Rights era, took home three trophies, including Outstanding Performance by a Cast in a Motion Picture. Octavia Spencer was recognized for her supporting role, saying the film told a story that needed to be told.
I have to say that it was really a privilege to work on a film that gave a voice to so many women who made it possible for me to be standing here tonight.
Viola Davis, the film's lead actress, took home the Best Actress honor. Actor Jean Dujardin won the Best Actor category for his role in the silent film, The Artist.
Let's check in on the markets now. Asian and European markets are down. Futures are down as well. The Dow will start at 12,660. The S&P is planning to open up at 13.6 and the NASDAQ at 28.16. As I said, later this hour, we're going to talk about bank fees. They're going up, if you haven't noticed, and consumers are paying them. This might be old news to you, but we're going to explain why it's hard for you actually to know if you're paying those fees for good reason. You don't know, and the bank doesn't know, usually, what your minimum balance is on your free checking account. And we want to get your own stories about your bank fees, the hidden print, maybe the small print, when you've read it, when you haven't, when does it cost you? We're going to talk more about the GOP political race in a moment.
NYC Now delivers the most up-to-date local news from WNYC and Gothamist every morning, midday, and evening. With three updates a day, listeners get breaking news, top headlines, and in-depth coverage from across New York City. By sponsoring programming like NYC Now, you'll reach our community of dedicated listeners with premium messaging in an uncluttered audio experience. Visit sponsorship.wnyc.org to get in touch and find out more.